When your eyesight is at stake, it pays to travel to one of the world's leading eye surgeons. Dr. Johnny Gayton is an author, speaker, Christian leader, and a renowned surgical eye expert. Whether it's cataracts, PRK, LASIK, or implanted lenses, when only the best is needed, see Dr. Johnny Gayton at EyesightAssociates.com.
This is Hans Scheil from the Finishing Well podcast. On Finishing Well, we help you make godly choices about Medicare, long-term care, and your money. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, the Devil's Nightmare. You know, a lot of times I'm calling people from around the country. I've actually even international. I've had some callers, some interviews from Canada, as well as across America. But today I have in studio with me a dear friend, Bill Russell. Welcome to Q&A with Koloff.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Great to have you here. I know your bride is here supporting you. We couldn't get her on camera. On air. But she is out the door there supporting you, prayerfully supporting you this morning, and came along for the ride, right? Yes.
She did. She said she was going to drive me here so I could relax.
And there you
get
go.
Ready for this
and have the interview. Well, so give us a little backstory on Bill Russell. Tell our listening audience, just a glimpse of who you are.
Amen.
Yeah.
Child of God.
Come on.
Been saved and touched years. It took me a while to surrender. But I finally realized that I had to surrender because I was going nowhere fast.
So you grew up in the church,
yeah,
right? Concord, North Carolina,
all my life, yes.
Okay, so yes. Born and raised and grew up
born
in the church.
And
okay,
grew up in the church.
Okay,
yeah. Finished high school, praise the Lord, and finished college with a thank you, Lordy.
Yeah, not cum laude, but
not
thank you, Lordy.
Laude. Yeah, thank you, Lordy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lordy.
That's awesome. What was your degree in? I'm curious.
Sociology.
Which would have meant what? Like what are some of the job descriptions for sociology?
Social work, working with people and social fields,
like DSS,
stuff like that.
Okay.
But to be honest with you, I wasn't good in math, so I was trying to stay away from math. Okay?
Well, I can now count to five. So and in Spanish as well as English and Russian, actually.
Yeah, really.
Were you a wrestling fan growing up at all?
Man, we could talk about that. We was to watch wrestling and you and. In fact, I actually got to meet Ric Flair. In fact,
I'm sorry. Bill. I'm kidding. You can go both ways on that. I met people that are like, I met Ric Flair. Yeah, and then there's others like, wow, I met the Nature Boys. Yeah, anyway, so you got to meet Rick.
And I was a big wrestling fan for years.
Okay.
Even when I got married, my wife, why are you watching that?
Why are you watching that crazy stuff?
So why do you do that? But I was, I came up through.
Who are some of the guys you remember? Like, who are some of the, besides Flair, any other names you kind of pop in your head?
Let me think. Let me see.
So you were in my era, so
yeah, I was in your era, yeah.
So 80s,
yeah, 80s, and
probably
and
seven,
early
maybe
72, yeah.
early 90s,
72, yeah.
So
70s,
Wahoo McDaniel, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat,
yes, yeah, Steve, I was just trying to think of him, yeah,
okay.
I came up with those guys, the Animals,
the Road Warriors,
Animal Hawk. Warriors,
yeah.
Even the guy, who was the guy with the bald head that was kind of crazy,
Well, there's a bunch of them. One sitting in front of you.
Not you.
But
I can't think of his name. But,
I mean, Uncle Ivan. I put you on the spot, right? You're like, oh, man. Let me go with Dex.
But I know them all. I know them all, really.
Did you go to any live matches or just see it on TV?
I went once or twice.
Okay.
Once or twice. I didn't.
Charlotte Coliseum, maybe?
Charlotte Coliseum.
Perhaps. Yeah. Okay. The old Charlotte Coliseum. The old one. Independence Boulevard.
Independence
Boulevard. That was a great building, Bill. I have a lot of memories in that building. That's where I beat Magnum TA for the best of seven for the U.S. title. And that's where I turned from, I saw the light, Bill, and I turned from bad guy to good guy when I came to the rescue for Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah.
The American Dream, baby, Gill, right?
Yeah.
Were you a Dusty Rhodes fan at all?
Yeah, a
little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Not everyone is.
I was for the good guys, you know.
You were for the good guys.
I was for the good guys.
So you loved to hate me at one point then?
At one point. At one point. Okay. When you first came on, you were. But you were so tough though, man. You were good.
I was the evil man from Russia.
You were Uncle Ivan. You were.
Uncle Ivan. So
you were.
All right. So I got you sidetracked there.
Okay, that's all right.
Tell us, so you graduated college. You didn't go into social work. I know you went to New York, right?
And got a job. And met my wife.
Tell us about your wife.
That's it. Wonderful young lady. We hit it off the minute we actually, from the very beginning.
Love at first sight, Bill?
Yeah.
Nice.
But for some reason, I wasn't ready to get married. I had this thing about marriage, even though my dead mom were married for years. But we finally, after a year, I said, okay. Because I found that the Lord let me know that I needed her. We needed each other.
Because I know you told me 47 years ago you met. 46 years you've been married.
46 years
you've
been
Congratulations
married.
Congratulations on that. Yeah, I mean, that's a milestone.
Yeah. I'm proud of that.
In and of itself. Well, you I'm should be. In that. Today's world, you should be. And no children.
No children.
But fast forward, you are very involved in ministry. I know you're on staff at our home, the Refuge. Kannapolis, North Carolina, and you have a ministry there. Tell us just briefly about the ministry at the Refuge.
Well, the Lord has blessed me to kind of head up two. One is the Heaven's Touch Ministries, which ministers to senior facilities and anywhere they'll invite me, really. But senior facilities and nursing homes, where we go in, we love on the people, we remind them that they're not forgotten, that they're being watched over, angels around them, and they're blessed to be where they are now, because I tell them, you know, it's good you're not out here in the world, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You're safe here,
you're cared for.
Yeah, you're safe here, you know.
You're safe.
You know, you don't have to worry about the out there now. So, yeah, it's good. And I've had, you know, I have from 104 till, you know. Think about 104 is the oldest one I've had so far.
104.
I got a picture of her. Yeah.
Wow. 104.
Yeah, and I got to take a picture with her, and that was good for me. But
you go in and you sing with them, share. So I know you say you just make it fun.
Make it fun. I love
what kind of things do you do with them?
Well, we sing together.
Okay.
We start off in prayer. We sing. We read scripture.
Okay.
The 23rd Psalm is our signature scripture that we say every time I go.
Okay.
That's part of it, because I know they might remember that, you know. And we go in and I ask them about their lives, themselves, what they've done in church, and have them sing. They'll sing. Some of them want to sing. You know, I want to sing.
Mm-hmm.
And I let them sing. I want them to really show me what to do. I want them to volunteer and say, you know, I'd like to do this. I want to pray. Some of them will pray. I've had testimonies. People testify of their love for the Lord, and it's just been good. Now, some places I go, people are not quite as responsive.
Not as receptive.
Responsive.
How many different places?
This year I'm at 12.
12 facilities year, and you've been doing this for 13 years?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
13 years. And, and I know you came on staff about 10 years ago at the Refuge, and you got the Young at Heart ministry at the Refuge.
Yeah.
Tell us just briefly about the Young at Heart ministry?
Well, the Young at Heart is a ministry of, well, we said 55 and over.
Okay.
But we
qualify.
Yeah, they qualify. But we messed up on that because a lot of people wouldn't join because they didn't want anybody to know they were 55. So they won't be, and they're 70, but they won't participate. Really, even now they won't because they said, but see, our Young at Heart people, I mean, we just came off of a cruise where people were ziplining.
Come on.
They were in the pool. They were having a good time. I think we had one person that was on a cane. Praise the Lord for that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But if you were on oxygen, you could also go.
Right.
Okay. Right. But we have an active group of people. Okay. We have picnics. We come together. We pray together. We sing. In fact, this year we're scheduling a hymn sing.
Okay.
And that's something that we haven't done. People have been saying, well, let's do hymn. So I didn't want to make two different services.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This one time where we go come and sing the Old Roy Cross and at the cross and on a hill far away and all their favorite songs. In fact, the number one hit in nursing homes is Amazing Grace.
Amazing.
That's the number one hit.
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
Number one hit.
So that's actually kind of funny about the Young at Heart. They're like, I don't want people to know my age, right? And guys don't seem to, you know, aren't as hung up on the age thing as the lady folks, as the women are.
But the
right?
women keep the guys from doing it, though. So they don't want them to do it either. So.
That's too funny. And if people want to, if you're in the Concord, Kannapolis, North Carolina area, you want to learn more about what Bill Russell does, go to therefuge.net, therefuge.net. And, of course, you can find out more about Young at Heart, find out more about what Bill's doing. And your bride's right there alongside you.
She's right there alongside
with ministry as well, right?
Yes, she does a ministry on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock. It's a seniors ministry.
Yeah,
they come and they learn the Word of God. Mm. They sing. They pray. It's just awesome. She does a good job, praise the Lord, with that.
Wonderful.
People keep coming. It's growing. It's a growing ministry. So.
People respond. So.
People respond.
Well, that's pretty amazing. All right. Well, we'll shift gears here. Just want people to get an idea of who Bill Russell is. So let's shift gears here and give you the opportunity to fire a couple of questions at me. And so we'll start with your first one. What do you got first for me today, Bill?
What led you to go from wrestling to men's ministry?
Well, that's a really good question because I tell people all the time, like never in a gazillion years, would I ever thought I'd be involved in ministry and doing what I'm doing, a whole variety of things. Of course, men's ministry is a focus, a facet of what I'm doing. You know, the podcast, the radio show, writing books. I never thought I just never dreamed I'd be a book author, or, you know, and all of that, or involved in any type of ministry. But what happened is interesting. Is the day October 17th, 1993, the day I surrendered my life to the Lord. I'm 34 years old.
Okay,
right. I didn't really grow up in church. But that didn't mean I didn't know the story.
Okay.
You know, I'd heard it plenty of times. You know, the man Jesus died on the cross, you know, spikes driven through his hands and feet, a spear through his side, you know, shed his blood for all humanity, right? So that whoever would believe in him, you know, could receive eternal life.
Exactly.
So I knew the story in my head, but it wasn't until 17 October 1993 that it moved from my head to my heart. And on that day, that very day, at the end of service, an elderly man came up to me, introduces himself. And he's like, hey, my name's Buddy. Not a wrestling fan, not here to get an autograph, you know, any of that. He goes, but I got to share this quick story with you. I'm like, okay. And so he says, 5 years ago, I was surfing through the TV channels, And I stopped on wrestling, and I started watching. And I'm like, I don't even like wrestling. Why am I watching this, right? He goes, but you were on doing an interview. And he said, the Lord spoke to my heart and said these words. Never forgot him saying this. He said these words. He said, pray for that man's salvation. I have a call to ministry on his life.
Would your company, business, or you personally like to partner with me in supporting Coal Off for Christ Ministries, The Man Up Show, and Man Up Minutes? Go to coaloff.net and click the donate button. You can give monthly, annually, or one time. God bless you for making a difference around the world. You're listening to The Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
You're listening to The Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Wow. And I was like, okay. And, you know, did I fully understand the call to ministry part? No, I didn't. You know, I comprehended the pray for his salvation, right? Surrendering his life to the Lord. And he goes, I hadn't been here in several months because he goes, I've been really sick. He looked sick that day. I mean, he was kind of white, ashy, pale, right? And he goes, I wasn't coming today. I had no intention of coming today. I woke up this morning. God was like prodding me to come to church. I'm like, God, I don't feel good. I don't want to go. He goes, but if you want to say gave in, I'm like, okay, fine, I'll go. He goes, I didn't know you were here. He goes, I sat on the floor and I was sitting on the side where he wouldn't have seen me, right? Okay. You know, it's a two-tiered church sanctuary, right? And I was off to the side on these risers. So anyway, he said, when I walked down front, you know, I was like the first one to the altar, because I knew that I knew on that day what was missing in my life, which was a relationship with Jesus Christ. And he said, when you walk across the front, he goes, all of a sudden I went, oh my gosh. He goes, that's the guy I've been praying for the last 5 years. And he said, every day. Wow. So every day. So encouragement to the listeners out there, don't give up praying for people, whether you know them or don't know them. You know, God puts somebody on your heart. It can be frustrating and discouraging if you don't see them respond immediately, but keep praying, right? So he says, he started getting teared up and choked up. He goes, and it hit me. He goes, out of all the churches, out of all the services, God prodded me to come to this one. And he said, he blessed me today, Nikita, to see you bow your knee to Jesus Christ. And then, Bill, what happened? Wow. So what happened from there? So I make that decision. He shares that story. And the first thing I felt prompted or led to do was get involved in projects, like just learn to serve. And you know, I'd never been involved in any kind of construction, but there was a men's ministry there, and they're like, "Hey, we're gonna go to Trinidad to build this church," and I'm like, "Cool, can I go?" And they're like, "Absolutely." I go, "What will I do?" They go, "We'll find something for you to do, no problem, right?" And I'm like, "Okay, Bill, I didn't even know what a pair of construction boots were, like for real." Like we had this team meeting, and they're like, "Okay, here's some of the things you need to have." And I went up to the guy afterwards. I go, "What kind of construction boots should I buy?" You know, I had no clue, right? Anyway, after like they're just like, "Bill, we get down to Trinidad, and man, they had me hauling big cinder blocks from this big pile over to the guys who were laying the blocks. man, it didn't take me long to realize I think I'd like to learn to lay these blocks, you know. They were wearing me out, right? 8 hours of hauling big blocks. Mm. Anyway, so I went on three trips like that. I went to Trinidad. Then I went to the sister island, Tobago, to help build a Bible college.
Okay.
And then I made my first trip, all within about a year and a half, my first trip, 3 weeks to my first trip to Africa, Angola, okay. Africa,
oh, wow.
to help build a church there. Wow. And so that was my introduction to ministry, learning to serve.
Praise the Lord.
And then it was actually in Africa where I had the first opportunity to actually like speak to a crowd.
Really?
And then from there, God just began to open door after door after door after door.
Awesome.
You know, I've been to, I don't know, 1,200, 1,300 churches. I preached at who knows how many conferences and man camps and what, I mean, 36 different countries, all 50 states so far.
Wow.
So yeah, God is good.
Know that. Wow, yeah. That's awesome.
God's good. I'm just blown away. So that's how,
awesome.
and let me say this too. So the wrestling part, because you said, how'd you go from, and I've asked, people ask, I remember checking for a flight one time at the airport, and the gal recognized me, right? She sees the name, and she's like, wow, Nikita Koloff, what, you still wrestling? You know, that's what a lot of it. You still wrestling? And I go, well, no, actually I'm not. I go, I'm a full-time evangelist and missionary. Mm-hmm. And she paused for a moment. And she's like, that's like polar opposite ends of the world here. Like, wrestler, how'd that happen?
Yeah.
So guess what that did? That opened a door for me to be a witness to her. You know, so anyway, so long-winded answer, but that's a great question. So you got another one for me?
Wow.
Got another one?
When you're traveling, how do you address people that recognize you? A lot of people recognize you, I would think.
Not as many as obviously when I was in primetime television.
Okay.
But people still do. People still do. And I'm very, honestly, very flattered, very humbled by it. You know, I'm thinking 30 years removed from the ring, the fact that anyone would still recognize me and or even want my autograph and or pay for an autograph is incredibly, wow, Lord, what a blessing that is, you know.
How about that?
And so, yeah, I feel very fortunate that there are still fans out there, amazing fans, many of whom listen to this show, Q&A with Koloff, many of whom I've had on this show.
That's great.
I make that available. You're out there listening. You're Nikita Koloff or a wrestling fan. You want to be on Q&A, man, shoot me a message, Koloff.net, and say, I'd love to be on your show. You'll get a personal phone call from the Russian nightmare.
That's awesome.
But I say all that to say, I recognized a long time ago that the fans were the ones who put food on my table.
Yeah.
So I've done my best in any and every setting to just really respect them. Whether they're at an autograph signing or just again walking through an airport or sitting in a restaurant to acknowledge them and you know just be kind to them, thank them, you know, for being a fan and yeah, just every time I turn around, it's funny. I'll tell you this story real quick because this is recent. So I went to a men's breakfast with one of my other wrestling buddies by the name of Lex Luger.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
that name?
Oh, yeah.
The total package, the total Lex
package,
Luger,
yeah.
right? And he was speaking. It worked out where I was passing through town, spent the night with him, went to the breakfast when they had over 400 men show up for the breakfast.
Wow.
Over 400, right?
Wow.
And the men's director said, can I get a list of your guests, like who you're bringing? Mm-hmm. So he had a couple guys who were coming, and then he gave them their name. He said, Nikita Koloff. He's texting this, right? The guy responds back. He goes, the Nikita Koloff? That was like the text, right? And he goes, correct. And he goes, the response back from the guy was, wow. That was it.
Like, how about that?
Wow. And so when I met him that morning, that Saturday morning, I mean, he raced over to the car. He's like, hey, how are you doing? Turns out he like his dad, that was him and his dad's thing. Mm-hmm. They go to the Norfolk Scope in Norfolk, Virginia, the Norfolk Scope Coliseum, mm-hmm. and they go to the Richmond Coliseum for all the live matches. That was his thing to do with his dad. So still happens.
You, huh?
Very humbled by it. It's just great.
Well,
it's
I've had two people that I can think of over the years that I don't remember how it came up, but somehow you came up to say you attended our church.
Okay. Yeah.
And they came.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you weren't there.
Okay. I've had that. I've ran into
you
a few.
Were there.
I know. I've ran into a few. Like they're like Jail tell me though. They're like, hey, I heard Nikita Koloff comes to this church. Is he ever here?
Yeah.
And Jay's like, yeah, he's here from time to time. You know, he travels a lot, but yeah, he's here. And there was one guy in particular. He's like, man, it's about time I meet you. I've been coming here like 3 years, and it's the first time I got to meet you. You know, I'm like, hey, thanks for coming. God bless you, man. So, yeah.
Well, anyway. The bad part was one of them, I think they didn't believe me. So,
I can, I think, these people are just making this up. He's never here. So, anyway.
How about that?
Well, yeah, Bill, great to have you in the studio with me today. Thank you. Thanks for being on Q&A with Koloff, and God bless you, man, for all the work you're doing in those nursing homes and all those who are young at heart.
Young at heart. Yeah.
Young at heart. Age is just a number, right? You can still be young at heart no matter how old you are, right?
Exactly.
So that's awesome.
Exactly.
Well, we'll continue to pray for many open doors for you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming in.
Appreciate you having me.
And thank all of you out there. You're so faithful week in and week out to tune in to Q&A with Koloff. And hey, make sure if you got the Truth Radio app, download that onto your phone. You not only get access to Q&A with Koloff, but about, I don't even know, 20 other podcasts and radio shows and live programming and everything else. So make a point of doing that, okay? Thanks for tuning in. Go out and have a God-filled, God-blessed day. This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today. If you are enjoying Q&A with Koloff, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment. Are you looking for the perfect gift for your pastor? Well, look no further. Bless him with a trip to the Holy Land with yours truly, Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare. I'll be hosting this once-in-a-lifetime trip December 27, 2023 to January 5th, 2024. Your pastor will never be the same.
Go to koloff.net to get registered today.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
This is the Truth Network.